de lluvia. To where we are today. When we have our last committee meeting, Honorable Tsebe was not the provincial treasurer of Northwest ANC. She was elected. One of our former members of the committee in previous years, Khoto Khumalo, has been sworn in as the mayor of Tlokwe yesterday. I'm told that Honorable Tsebe, she might be getting married this coming weekend. Or the other, the younger sister of Tsebe, is getting married this coming weekend. You see, the suit which I've read, I thought is her. The other one saying younger six and so on. So those are the developments. We know that last year we have also some sad news. We know Honorable Sheen spent part of her time looking after her partner, was not well. We know Honorable Killen, the father of the father, passed on. Mastori, not the father of the father, man. Honorable Shiniman is looking at me, what I'm talking about, father of the father. No. The father of the first one passed on. Honorable Morutwa had quite a number of bereavement in the family, and other comrades who had a lot of challenges, including Mr. Ngoma, Tambi, and other members who had the challenges. But we're on 2014. I hope that we're starting it in high spirit. For us, what is remaining is almost 2.5 months to conclude the work of Parliament, so that we go and deal with the issues of elections and so on. We are starting our meeting, but Honorable Lissoma has a point of before. We started the meeting. I saw her hand was going up, Lissoma. We will await for the invitation. members, I've received three apologies from Honorable Tsebe, Van der Merwe, and Honorable Steyn. They've apologized for this meeting. Those are the three apologies I'm having. We are proceeding, but before we proceed, I've also received a letter from Honorable Sheen, which was talking about quite a number of issues, which she was suggesting that it should be part of our remaining period as we are winding down the business of the committee. I hope that when members were discussing the program, I'm not sure whether you have circulated the letter to the other members, but there is a letter from Honorable Sheen around her proposal and views about the program. So I don't want us that to discuss the letter separate. But want to deal with the issue of the program. So I hope when we deal with the program, those issues might find themselves in the program, so that we deal with. But we are on the first item of a program. Members, do we have the program? I see the hands. I'll come back to them. Where is the copy of the program? Honorable Moruto. We do. There were two items. It was the program and the minutes. Ngoma, do we have the copy of the agenda? We have received it electronically, some of us, but other members, they don't have that. Thank you. Do all members have the program and the minutes, outstanding minutes? Honorable Kevin?
The person, just two requests. The one is it would be helpful if we could get a copy of Honorable Shin's letter, so that we, when we deliberate on the program, we actually have that as a background as well. We also have our own sort of suggestions that we would make. The second one is in respect of what Honorable Mastorio has said now, the agenda. I know we are at the end and we're wrapping up, but I think going forward, the staff should actually try to have a proper agenda, you know, opening minutes, blah, 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 and items for discussion, because it assists members in the preparation. The notice here indicates broadly what the meeting is going to be about. But the way that it's formulated here is also what appears on the Z list, as they call it. But it would be helpful if we have agendas, because that would also guide our deliberations in the meeting and would make sure that we don't have to deal with outstanding minutes of 6 months before. I think that would really make a difference, Jim. And it's not intended as criticism. I think it is intended as sound committee procedure and advice going forward. Thank you,
Honorable Killen. Honorable Shin, your hand was up. Oh, thank you very much. I'm sure we have also dealt with what the actual Honorable Murutua was asking, the agenda, not the notice. Because sometimes you can easily say it's one and the same thing, but it's not. So probably that's what we'll do moving forward on the remaining meetings which we'll be having. Members, you have the letter from Honorable Shin. I'm not sure whether we have it now or they are still making a copy of it. Not yet. Okay. But we are dealing with the item of the program for the committee. You could see that we've got time until 11th of March to have our meeting as a committee. But I'll open it up for discussion by members. The program circulated is what was our proposal from this side, but it's a committee program which need to engage by the committee. We'll correct all the 13s into 14s. Don't worry about that. It's open, members. Can I see hands to discuss the program? Honorable Mtambi, Honorable Shin, Honorable Killen. Honorable Mtambi.
Thank you, Chairperson. We have received the proposed agenda. And then we have the following submissions to make. We are fine today, we are meeting at the 28th of January. With regard to the 4th, We are proposing that on the 4th, instead of us having the minister briefing us, let's have the briefing by the SABC and the Independent Communication Authority of South Africa on their skills audit. I'm raising it due to the fact that the minister on the 4th is not available on that date. And then on the 11th, I'm proposing, you know, we have went to the Gauteng, Eastern Cape and KZN, conducting the public hearings for the court to communicate. So we think if we can have that oversight report for Gauteng, Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal on the court to communicate, and also invite ICASA to come and give us a presentation on the progress and what are they actually doing thus far with regard to this contentious item, it will be proper. Then the 13th, it must remain as it is. And then the item on the 18th, you know, it's subject to the outcome of the deliberation of the Select Committee on Labour and Public Enterprise. So we are saying this one can be scheduled as and when it's necessary. But rather, on the 18th, let us have the briefing by Brand South Africa on its activities from 9:30 up to 12. And then from 12 up to 1 o'clock, we deal with the shortlisting for the SABC board. Thus, coming to Tuesday to say, let's have that briefing by the minister that we are proposing to remove from the force, and also the briefing that's on the 11th of March, the briefing by the South African Post Office, the Institute, and then USASA, that we set aside the whole day of the 25th of February to have that briefing by the minister and also have those briefing by SAPO, the Institute and the USASA. And then we are saying for the 26th, then it will be the budget speech, and then for the 4th of March, it remain at its ease. Then the 11th of March, we can utilize it for the committee legacy report. That's our submission, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mtambi. Honorable Shin.
Yes, Chair, I'm not going to deal specifically with the letter, but I see it has arrived now. My concern was that there were some issues that we still needed to get clarity on from the people who were involved in it, and I felt that we needed to hand over to the next committee a snapshot of each of the major issues that we've tackled during this term and what the current status is. Now, I don't believe that what I've seen here that this program actually does that. I mean, we've got 2 weeks to actually thoroughly interrogate some of these issues, and we're not doing that. We're not being given the opportunity to do that. You know, for example, we don't just want, because the Honourable Tommy has mentioned it now, on the cost to communicate, to just come and give us a brief discussion on it or a brief report on it. We actually need to have enough time to thoroughly interrogate where they are with it, what's happening, what is their latest research and findings on it. Also, we need to have a thorough interrogation into what's happening with the set-top box issue and what is happening with the rollout of digital migration and the program of installing it. I mean, how many set-top boxes are we making? Who's going to make them? Do we have a tender process in play? You know, that is such a critical issue, and has tremendous potential for fraudulent activity, that we need to be thoroughly aware and of all the pitfalls involved. What are the procedures? What's being rolled out, and what are the money? Because I mean, the money on that is going to be runaway costs. And we actually have no idea what it's going to cost and what are the programs being put in place to manufacture, install, train, roll out. We just don't know. And I think that we need a full day on that to actually have a thorough go at that. So I thought that we should actually take each of the major issues, the governance of the SABC, the staff problems of the SABC, okay, we're doing that now, the corruption at USASA, the various other investigations that are going on. We need a thorough current status so that at the end of the term we can say, folks, these are the issues you must pick up and run with when you come in. So, you know, my letter said here that we needed to the set-top box issue. Where are we with the broadband policy and the digital migration policy? We need thorough, you know, those papers were out, the comment is closed. Where is the process? What are the timelines for this? What has been the feedback? Can we interrogate those reports? The SIU investigation into the SABC. We need thorough, almost blow-by-blow as to what's happened with all of those cases. The multi-choice deal. Twice last year I asked for the minister to come and discuss this with us. It was a very controversial deal, and both times we've got nowhere with it. And there are some very serious issues with it that I think that we should talk about. Those are the sort of main ones that I've put on there, but I do think that we've got 2 weeks in which we could meet every day, not just on Tuesdays, to actually thoroughly go through all the issues that are outstanding.
Honorable Kilan, Murutwa, I'll come back to Mutambi. Honorable Kilan, also.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I first just want to say, before I deal with the issues that Honorable Shin has raised, I want to say that some proposals were put on the table, and obviously it is directed, it originates from the need to adjust according to the minister's program, and I think that is clear, and that is acceptable. But I just want to say that if the minister appears before us, I really feel that we should list the issues that are the most critical issues, because this committee would not do its job properly if we do not compile a report for tabling as a record of the House of where the new committee should pick up. Otherwise, what have we done over the five-year term? We sat here and we had nice sandwiches and fruit. We deliberated on matters, but we didn't come to a real conclusion of where the critical areas are. And if things don't move in this sector, as many fingers can point at this committee, as can point at the minister and at the sector, but ultimately we are to hold the minister and the department accountable, and I think that is what we should be doing. So I'm concerned that we are pussyfooting around some issues. I mean, if we, for instance, have the SABC here, we shouldn't only deal with the skills audit. We should deal with a proper report, because there are many, many questions, editorial policy review and all of those matters. So please let us not just limit to one specific issue. Otherwise, they would fly in here, great cost, and we can't address all the other outstanding matters that we've gone through in some of the annual reports and the third term reports and also the AG reports. The AG report in particular at the SABC requires further scrutiny. If we don't sort of keep them under pressure, we will have another qualified audit next year. So I think those are the matters that we should address, Chairperson. So I'm sorry, and I just don't understand why it's necessary to deal with Brand SA. Quite frankly, it's such a minute organ. It's such a minute organ. I mean, they're doing good work, and I mean, if there's any impropriety. But for once, Chairperson, quite frankly, I don't know how we can, for instance, have Tuesday, 11 March, USASA and their business models, but we remain quiet about the Kubota referendum report. And the minister was before the committee and said he needed time to discuss or to study it, which is quite understandable. But for Pete's sake, it's a public. It's an agency which is funded with public money. We must get to the bottom of the rot, and we must expose corruption. And those who are guilty must go. I must just say, Chairperson, I have informed the whip of the ANC that I was very perturbed last week that I received reports that whistleblowers in Lusaka are currently being axed. And we must know what is happening there. They exposed some of the wrongdoings, and now they are being axed. And that's not acceptable. We will never stop the tide of corruption in the country that is happening. And we as a committee are aware of it, and we don't deal with it. So those are some of the issues. So, Chair, I don't know if you feel that we should do exactly what the Honourable Mutambi has done, to say that, yes, we are okay with Tuesday, 4th of February, and yes, but we have a different proposal on 11th or whatever. You must just please guide us. But please let us really go in and get the summary of the most critical issues in this portfolio and why it has been crippled. And we feel the next committee should take the following issues and run with it to make sure that the benefits of this communication portfolio is felt by the people in the most rural areas where they do not have affordable and access to all the ICTs of the country. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Kekani.
Thank you. Chair, this is on the report that you're requesting about set of boxes, that when it comes, the issue of manufacturing, we said that we want them to be locally manufactured. But you also advised and said, because communication, our core function is to communicate, issues of manufacturing, beneficiations, those are a specialty for trade and industry. If they can get help, because the question was, why after such a long time are we not getting them manufactured? Now, I want to point out that the issue of manufacturing in this country has been discussed for a long time, even in Africa, and it isn't happening. It shows it isn't as easy as we think it is. And as a result, we said they should rather communicate with trade and industry because that is their specialization. And hear what trade and industry advises about manufacturing, whether we are ready to manufacture the whole set or whether we should partner with somebody from BRICS, or exactly how trade and industry think we should go about it, because this is actually not our specialization, and we better get advice. You know, when government do things and we don't act together, we act as if every ministry is a government on its own. It doesn't help the country. So I really think either we invite trade and industry to be here and hear how they feel about the whole thing, or we should hear what the consultation with trade and industry was about manufacturing set of boxes.
Thank you, Murotwa.
Chairperson, I think here we are dealing with a program, and it means we are dealing with items that should be prioritized within the time space that we have. And this letter, the items that are on this letter, I don't think we are differing. I think these are the concerns that we all have. I think by making proposals here, it's to show that we are
concerned about the same issues that Honorable Sheen and Honorable Killian has just articulated. The only thing is that the whip didn't articulate exactly why. And I've seen also the broadband issue that Honorable Keane has spoken about. And we all agreed that this has been deferred to the, what you call the Policy Commission or something, last time. And this is the time now we must have the report. That is precisely why. On this program, we think on the 28th, the minister must have ample time. It's the 25th rather. Yeah. To deal with all, these are the questions that we are going to pose to him. The concerns that have been raised here, because these are the things that we are concerned about. You know, the minister came to us and everybody was happy. And, you know, especially the opposition. Now, some things, it's a pity that Honorable Killian only hears about some of the things. We don't hear about them. It's good, then maybe Une researcher is good. But, I mean, we are agreeing, you know. Or the, yeah, reliable ones, okay. But, yeah. I think, Chairperson, what I'm trying to say here, the proposals that have been made by the WIP are really addressing all the concerns that Honorable King had on the letter. Because if we have to go into details, there's a lot that we can raise also. And the issue of adding up some of the entities like SABC and ICASA from what you have raised, that's why we say on that day it will be the whole day and we'll have them really explaining the concerns that you have. When I go through these proposals, I think they defeat everything that has been said here. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Honorable Morotwa. Mtambi.
Thank you, Chair. Now that the Honorable Member has spoken, I'm speechless. Like to say, Honorable Sheen, when we said the 25th, the minister is available, we took into cognizance of this letter that you have written to the chairperson. We saw it, we have read it, and we understood to say these are matters of concern to the ANC too. Hence we said, let's give the minister the full day of the 25th so that we deal with all those issues that Honorable Kiliani are raising also. When I'm saying we are moving the 11th March to the 25th, with regard to the same of the accountability issues, you are SAPO, there are a lot of things that are happening which we need an explanation from the minister. And then the 11th, we are saying, is the committee legacy report. That means it's our report, our complete report, that we will be able to hand over to the oncoming committee after election. That was the spirit of this, to say we didn't detail, but when we look at this program, we had this letter at our disposal, and we are saying, like, this issue of tabling the issues with the minister, definitely we have to do that, to say these are the issues. But he has already touched on almost of the issues that he was raising here when he presented his report. It's just true, there are issues that are outstanding that he said will give us further progress. The issue of the broadband policy, like you said, it has been gazetted. ICASA has also dealt with the issue here, cost to communicate. That's why we're saying all these issues, let's wrap up and deal with them so that when we present this report on the 11th of March, we'll have addressed all the issues that were expected of us to address. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Thank you, members, for the input and so on. That's the proposed amendment to the program. Honorable Killian, you indicated that whether you have to match it date by date. What we have done, we have come up with a program in relation in terms of the Tuesday, which is the day where we must meet. Of course, if there are urgent issues which comes, we normally apply to use a Wednesday or another day and so on. But as members and Honorable Mthambi has explained that the 25 we are trying to apply for working till late on that day so that we can have the minister that day just trying to do a block just to have the minister to come and have a lot of time with us. Otherwise, the prior days before, if you look into it and the reality of the program is that even if you have the minister, the problem with the minister is that Wednesday are cabinet days. So if you miss him on Tuesday, our committee day, Wednesday, they are in cabinet. So they are not there. So it was better if Wednesday was not a cabinet day. What we could do, probably try to do the so that's why then we set which day where he can be available and so on. And we have to do the applications for the whole day of the 25th of February. So that all these issues which members are raising, as we have correctly responded to yourselves, because I was listening. The other members are raising the issues, the other ones were responding to say, once we have the meeting on the 25th of February, that will be an ample time to raise all the issues which are linked to the department. But I think the issue which Honorable Killen also raised was that do we specify which issues we want the minister to deal with? There are pros and cons. You specify, will the minister come only prepare for that? Now you want to ask another issue, you can't. So it's an issue probably the committee can just engage on it. Whether I want to specify that you must deal with 1, 2, 3, or you want the minister to say, this is what I'm doing, because remember, it's a follow-up sort of a progress report. We had the original one, which came before the committee, made the presentation and so on. So we are following up in terms of what has happened since then. But so those are the issues which the minister must come and tell us. And also, overhaul around the department is not only on specific issues, but wants to have the sense overall in the department what might be happening and so on, so that we have that comfort in terms of the issues which we might be dealing with and so on. But I think the issue, members, which is outstanding is the issue of what becomes the approach when the minister comes here. Do we specify issues or how do we handle that? I think that's one issue which has come up. The rest we have been responding to yourselves. Honorable Soma, Honorable Shin.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Chair. For me, on that specific question, Honorable Mthambi have dealt with the issues, unless there are other ones, which is also is most appropriate. It seems logical that the minister comes prepared because we don't have much time in terms of meeting dates. So that would be my view, that let's submit those questions if there are any outside what he gave us in terms of the progress and also the actions in terms of issues and challenges that faces our entities. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Shin.
Chair, thank you. On the issue of the minister, I think that, yes, we must say these are issues that we want to discuss. Otherwise, we're totally at the mercy of what he wants to discuss. And you know, that's really not our role. Obviously, we are keen to get an update on all the programs that he was involved in and his key priority. That is obviously a basic. But I think that we should say we want clarity or an update on other issues that might not be on his program. But it's not a prescriptive list. I think that we should say, you know, we want a follow-up briefing on your progress on your key issues, but we'd also like some insight into what the discussion is on some other things. And if you've got a full day with that, that would be great, because I think there are other issues around the industry that we would obviously like some extra information on. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Schneeman.
Thanks, Chair. There's no harm in asking the minister to consider covering certain issues, but I think when you invite the minister for a briefing as well, it's for him to share on the work of the department and the work that they are doing. And he's given a briefing already to this committee and indicating of things that they're looking at. And I think it's important for the portfolio committee to get an update as to how things are progressing. So there's no harm, I suppose, in saying, look, if you could look at these issues as well. But you cannot confine the minister to certain issues and certain issues only. The Honourable Shin may have interest in certain things. Others of us here have interest in other things that we'd like to hear as well. And I think we would all want to hear on the progress that has been made since the minister has been in office. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Sneman. Murotwa.
Chairperson, may I support what Honourable Lesoma, she was trying to summarize everything that the whip and yourselves, I think, has given us an outline of what we need the report to look like and all the items that we think that might not be there. When you say overall, you mean the whole the report of the department, which will entail a lot of things. And that is precisely why we are going to have a day with him, so that we raise those that are not there and hear from him, because he must have everything on his fingertips. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Killen. But before you come in, is that on the letter of Honorable Shin, number 5, it's just that the letter is carrying a lot of things. You will see that when we are dealing with the cost to communicate, we have indicated that we'll invite ICASA and DOC on that day. So it will deal with the first part of cost to communicate. But you will see that once you say a spectrum, it also have to do with the department, the department, in terms of the broadband policy and other issues. So it overlaps some of the issues. It can't confine to one sort of a meeting and so on. But Honourable Killen?
I fully agree with what you're saying. There is overlap, and therefore, you know, I think in most cases the department would like to be available and to be here, even if we deal with other some of the other agencies, etc. I just wanted to ask the Chief Whip, Honourable Mutambi, if we could just have an explanation why Brand SA was specifically identified as an important agency to focus on, and if we then say if it is only Brand SA, are there none of the others that actually demand special interview opportunity as well? We just get an indication. Thank you.
It's okay, but Brand SA wrote to the committee last year, around October or so. They requested that they would want to come and talk to us. Remember that we are responsible for two departments. If you look at this program, it's 99.5% DOC does not deal with the other part of our responsibility as a committee. Ideally, what we should have hoped to do was to have half of the remaining, so that you have the other ones and also have the other ones with our responsibilities, not only DOC. However, if you look at the issues as we have correctly raised them, that there seems to be more issues on around DOC. But we felt from the committee side that they have written formally to talk to us as a committee last year, but at the time when they did so, it was towards the end of the year, so we could not have time. At one point, they wanted a workshop with us, so that, but it also emanated from one of our discussions with them to say, but do we really understand the work of BSA as the committee, as we engage them? So they formally requested. So we thought that it will be fair. It's only fair to give them that opportunity to be able to talk to us rather than shutting them down completely and so on. That's why we put them on the program at their request. Honorable Shin?
Chair, if this is just a general overview on what Brand SA does, what is the point of having it at the end of this committee's term? Surely they would serve their purposes better if they just did that with their strategic report review to the next committee. I mean, it's not a matter of urgency. And, you know, while one doesn't want to be discourteous, you know, we really have, you know, a little time left to wrap up all our issues. And it, there's no burning platform, as far as I'm aware, with Brand SA that we need to give them time now. I would suggest that they're better served by doing their pitch to the new committee.
It's unfortunate because we're not responsible for DOC only. We have to balance. That's why I'm saying, anyway, if you look at the program, it's biased to DOC. We're not talking about the other part, your MDDA and the other thing and so on. But I'm saying it was their formal request. We said we'll consider them this year because at the time when they made that that request was towards the end of the year. That's why we accommodated. You see, you don't make an undertaking, then you turn around because you are seem to be running short of time. We made that undertaking to them that will accommodate them. So, and if you look at the time which they have in terms of the 2 weeks, they've got only from half past 9 to 12. It's around 2 hours or so, which they only have for the entire time. And so, we're trying to do that. But Honorable Tambi, your hand was up. Honorable Killen.
I mean, in all fairness, this is the entity we are supposed to do oversight on. And we have never done justice to this entity as a committee. All the time when we are to deal with Brand SA, yes, like I agree, there are no irregularities, as you say, and any other things. But I think if we must afford them an opportunity also, bearing in mind the work that they are doing for the council. So we need to also have time for them and just to balance, just a portion, little time, 1.5 hour to attend to them, and then we deal with the other issues then. I think you understand that effect.
Honorable Killer.
Maybe we can then ask them about the impact of the sign language interpreter at the FNB on Brand SA. Because if we have them only and not the mother body who appointed that very person who was doing the sign language interpretation, maybe we can ask them about that then. So that's fine, Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Schneeman, I'll come back to Mtambi. I don't know what to interpret. Honorable Schneeman.
Chair, I just wanted to say that the program that we're discussing and some of the changes are fine, quite acceptable. I'm surprised because I heard the Honourable Shin saying it's a waste of time, whispering over there, and I'm quite surprised at that. But certainly we don't think it's a waste of time. We think it's correct. It's part of our work, and we remain public representatives until this Parliament comes to an end, and none of the work that we do is a waste of time. If that's the Honourable Shin's view, so be it, let it be her view. But as a committee, there's work that we're wanting to do, and I'm sure we could communicate that there are some members who think that Brand South Africa is a waste of time, and we could inform them. And they don't need to come and attend that meeting. But those of us that take an interest in our work would be there, and we would want to hear that briefing.
Honourable Moroto.
Chairperson, just to crown what Honourable Greg has said, I was going to say, Chairperson, the item that we've got on the 11th March, because we realize that it's our last day in this term, the item that we have, it says legacy. And I suppose it includes everybody who's accountable to us, including Grand SA. We can even inculcate the issue of that sign writer. It's fine. It's democratic of all of us to ask questions. But we must listen to them, and then so that we can complete this legacy report.
Tambi?
Yeah. On the sign language interpreter, I hear from Honorable Killian is proposing, because that falls within GPIS. You want also to add an additional item for GPIS. So where are we going to get the time from?
Chairperson, we divide the time there. Because I hear what Honorable Schneeman is saying, but we should work on the basis of 80%, 20% and 80%. And if the 80% is fine, you don't engage on the 80%. But if the 20% is the problematic area, then you focus on the 20%. And that's our role as holding the executive to account. I know maybe the ruling party's priorities are different, but surely that's what we sign for when we sign an oath of office as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Who communicates the right things? Which entities and the department is doing, if our focus is only on the negative? Is that not our responsibility? So it's not, so parliament committees, they only focus on bad things. They don't engage on good things. The 80%, that's our role. Okay, no, that's fine. But I thought that we have the total responsibility. If it's good, it's good. If it's not okay, it's not okay. We can do it that way. Members, the rework program, as proposed today, we are fine. The fourth will be the skill audit for both SAPC and ICASA. 11, we deal with the issue of cost to communicate the report of the committee. I'll come back. I just want to run it through. Then if members have left something, then they will fill it in. On the 11th is the cost to communicate a report of the committee where we went to KZN, Gauteng, and Eastern Cape. Of course, we'll invite ICASA and DOC, as the DOC has got a responsibility on the issue and the regulator. On the 18th, we said we'll put first part of the morning BSA, and the remaining hour will be the shortlisting of SAPC and the minutes and the adoption of the minutes, and also on the other part. 25th of February, we are trying to get the minister the whole day. As I've indicated, that it will be a briefing by the minister. The issues which has been raised by members in the main is around the issue of the broadband policy itself, where are we as a country. As I've indicated, that part of the issues when you deal with broadband, you will have to talk to the issue of spectrum. We also, members talk about the issue of digital migration. Where are we? Digital migration, the unfortunate part is that if you deal with digital migration, you'll deal with the issue of spectrum, comes again. The issue of set-top box is there. Also, it's falling under digital migration, the manufacturing, and so on. So some of the single item becomes one on the broader one, then if you look into it. So, and the issue which also ourselves as a committee, we had an interest at was the issue of the progress on the SIU report. which will also come into it. I can say in a nutshell is that the issues which raised by Honorable Shin on her letter is covered by broadband and digital migration, while the other issues are sub within the two items and so on. So when we engage the minister around those issues, definitely some of those issues, or in majority, those matters will be covered. So from our side as a committee, we try to apply for the whole day on that 25 so that we have the minister with us. But I'm also going to urge that probably it will help that day so that we have more time to engage on all the issues. Members will see the problem that members, they become happy when their issues are touched and then spend a lot of time. So if members can also be well prepared to snap questions on the issue so that we deal with much issues as we can. We don't stay with one issue for a long time and so on. But we'll do that. 26th, or we're not doing anything 26th, we're listening. On the 4th of March, there we agree, and then on the 11th of March, we deal with the legacy report of the committee, which I hope should be finished a long time before that, so that when we go, the members will have time to go through the report before we deal with it. So that's how the program will look like, unless there's something which I've missed. Honorable Kiren?
Chairperson, I think we have a common understanding of what it looks like. By when can we have confirmation that the minister would be available on the 24th? Has there been any engagement with him? Because if Honorable Mutambi knows that he's not available on the 4th, she probably has already engaged him for the 25th, and we just need clarity on that. And secondly, Chair, the issue of the skills audit of both ICASA and the SABC, I don't think we should again limit it there, because if we could expand that on the skills audit and issues relating to the AG reports, because there was a turnaround, and we now need by now to understand where are we with progress on correcting what was identified as very serious weaknesses in the Auditor General report. And that would probably also then take care of the whole multi-choice issue that Honourable Shin has also raised in her letter. Thank you.
Thank you. The availability of the minister, I know that the fault is there might be NEC Lehut, Cabinet Lehut. So that's why the fault is not there. But the 11th, if you understand that, is also the issue of the time, the availability and what other parliament program. But Honorable Mutambi, the question was posed to you. The issue of skill audit and the other thing, I don't know, members. Judging from what I've been here sharing, we might not even finish the skill audit of court on that day. So if you want to add another thing, it's just practically impossible that you'll be able to pass. Even the skill audit itself, it might be difficult to finish it for the two entities on that day. We need also to go to that meeting dealing with the skill audit, have already crystallized our question and what we need to ask and so on, if we will finish. Otherwise, we might not even finish that. You add other things, I don't think that you will manage, not this committee. Not here. Honorable Tambi?
Just to add on that, to say when you will be dealing with the skills audit, you are also dealing with the performance of the department. To say if they give us the skills audit, to say this is the type of skills that we have at the SABC, then you are able to also link it with the performance. It helps you also to also assess how the entity is performing. So I think we'll look at time, like you are indicating, Chair. if maybe members streamline their questioning, then we can deal with the performance of the two entities. So there are also reports that they have already produced. Is what the last quarter report or whatever, what they have done now produced because we're in another financial year. So we can deal with that depending on the time and how we streamline our question when it comes to whatever will be presented before us. And then secondly, on the issue of the availability of the minister, I'll confirm in our next meeting. But we have already communicated with him to say you need to set aside this date. So we'll confirm. Yeah, we'll confirm. And next meeting is on Tuesday. We'll confirm that. Thank you.
Thank you, member. Can we... The current issue on the 18th, which we have not put anywhere in the program, we don't know when the NCOP is going to finish. So at the time when they finish, we will have an sort of an urgent meeting, so a special meeting for the committee to look in terms of the amendments and the other things. But I'm told that they finished post office and post bank. Only these two now is remaining. And they've started to engage on them last week, Wednesday. The department presented them and so on. By look of things, we are on our way to finish all our amendments within this program of Parliament, if things go well and so on. Otherwise, thanks very much, members, on the program. But any mover and a seconder of the adoption? Honorable Schneeman, move the adoption of the program. Honorable Schin, second. The adoption of the program of the committee. Thanks very much, members. Can we quickly go to the minutes? I'm told that they were circulated to all members. We should not spend a lot of time on them. Are all members having their minutes?
Yes.
Okay. The first set of the minutes. I'm not sure whether it has been the benefit of my PA because they've separated them into three. We've got minutes which are from 18 June to 22 August. The next set is 27 August to 8 August, there's a problem. And the last one is 8 October to November 5. Like sort of a reset. I think the second one is 27 August to 8 October, not August. Do we all have it, Mama?
Yes.
Can we start with the first one of June 18? I'm on the first page of that, of June 18. The second page of that. Do you have any issue on the 18th of June? Okay. Let's go to 6 August 2013. Maybe to save time is just to ask, do you have any issue to raise on the 6th of August 2013? Remember?
No.
14 August 2013. Any issue on the minutes of 14 August 2013? On the 20 August 2013, Honorable Killen.
I was just wondering on page 4, if it is not actually important for us when we deal with a matter as the grave one of the DG. Remember, we adopted a resolution previously
about, and we had the legal department in here, etc., etc., that in fact, if my recollection is correct, in that meeting, that we engaged on the matter and we formally resolved that we will not proceed with any further action to sort of probe what went wrong, because the DG explained to the meeting, etc. So I thought it would actually be appropriate for this committee to adopt a sort of a, to have a resolution that captures the feeling that that whole process that the committee engaged with is now being shelved. It's been dealt with and we are satisfied with the explanation. So I was just wondering if it was not important, instead of having closing remarks only, to say resolution, because in view of information obtained from the minister and as well as from the DG, the committee is satisfied that this matter doesn't need any further probing. Something to that effect. Yeah, or the issue has been resolved. You see, Chair, because if we just deal with it in broad terms like this, it means that we don't adopt a formal resolution, that we actually now feel satisfied that the matter has been dealt with. So it's just a recommendation that I feel it would be appropriate for the committee to conduct its work in that fashion, so that we have a formal resolution that, okay, matter is now dealt with and we shall.
Thank you. Any other view? In short, what you are saying, Honourable Member, on 2.3 is that it should not be a closing remark, but it should be a resolution on the matter. And the resolution, in broader terms, is that the committee received the explanation from the Director General and accepted the apology. Because that's what we did in a nutshell. Is that okay?
Okay. That would actually be perfect, Chairperson, so that we can just, you know, we conclude on the matter and we deal with it like that. Thank you.
Okay, we will make the corrections. Any other issue on the 20th of August?
Just a typo on the last page.
On the last page.
License.
Yes.
Do you pay your TV license?
Where, Honourable?
Do you pay your TV license?
Oh, the. Do you? Do you pay your TV license?
We do.
No, thanks, Honourable Members. So we'll pass the 20th of August with the corrections and the amendment on 2.3. 21st August 2013. Any issue? So nothing on the 21st of August 2013, because it was the most of the interview. Honourable Nivot Drogen.
Chair, my name is not there on the 21st, but my interpreters are present. So I do not have my diary to check if I was present, but I assume I was present if my signing interpreters were present.
No, thank you very much. We'll urge you to look at your diary.
There are times he sends our interpreters and it's not there.
No, we'll check that and make that correction. Any other issue on the 21st of August? We'll pass 21st of August with that correction of that omission. 22nd of Honourable Thielen.
Chairperson, I don't need to consult a diary, although I didn't have any support staff in the meeting. I was certainly present in the meeting.
Yes, which one? 21st?
22nd.
22nd.
And okay. That was the meeting that Mastori and I had a quick run-in with each other. But afterwards, we made up and we're good friends. But I was present in that meeting. It was during the interview of Honorable Mavuso. So, please, that is incorrect that I was not present in the meeting. I was there. I will be on the system.
Just left.
I can see that the same thing is happening with Honorable Nivod Rohan. The interpreters are there. The sign language.
You know, which day is that one? That day of the register of the chief whip in Parliament.
No, we'll pass 22nd with the inclusion of Honorable Killen and also Nivod Rohan, but we're also going to check with the attendance register just to confirm that, but we will do the inspection for both honorable members. That was the last set in that first set which we had from 18 June to 22nd August. Can we go to the 27th to 8th October batch? I'm not sure whether even to you came as that batch or it's only the arrangement of, or to you it came as one huge list. 27 August 2013, any issue? Any sending of soldiers and the commander comes later? August 2013. 17 September 2013. 18 September 2013. Honorable Killen.
It's not serious, but on page 3, I just thought they could perhaps just insert a little bit of a space below paragraph 3.
Okay.
And also at the bottom.
Which one?
You know, where you have the heading, public hearings on SAPU SOC Limited Bill. If
okay.
You could just insert a little space there, and at the bottom do the same before paragraph 4. So it's basically just typo.
Mm.
And
okay.
Do the same on paragraph 6 on the next page.
Thank you. We'll do that. That was 17 September, 18 September 2013. October 2013, 2nd October 2013. Of October 2013, 4th of October 2013, 8th of October 2013, 8th of October 2013. I'm repeating it for the second time.
What's the issue?
9 October 2013. It's the way my page is arranged.
Okay.
Honorable Killen.
I just wanted to make sure my apologies.
Your apology there. Can you really fight for an apology?
No,
no. It's there. Oh, is there? Oh, okay. I remember you were there. I can tell you what you said in that meeting. 10
October
2013. 10 October 2013. The 9 was passed. Just Honorable Kiden was, what was the issue of the apology, what she said. 17 October 2013.
No, I want to say something.
Oh, okay. Honorable Moroto?
Can my absence be acknowledged on the apologies, because I did send messages. I was sick in that month, starting from the 9th and the 10th. I think, and the 17. I wasn't well.
October 9, 10, 17, the insertion of Honorable Mrutwa. Those who were in that meeting, after that, they remember that she got a letter that she was supposed to stay at home during those times, but she came back earlier than was expected. 31st October 2013, 5th November 2013, 12th November 2013. That was the last page of the minutes of last year. Honorable Killer,
I just believe that on the last one, the 12th of November, we should not record the minister's apologies. He's not a member of the committee. It could be captured somewhere that the minister apologized for non-attendance. But he's not a member, and we should not treat him as such, because he's a member of the executive. So I do believe that it could be captured somewhere at the opening remarks. You could have it listed there that you you indicated that the minister would have loved to be present, but he can't make it or whatever. But I don't think we should do that. I think it's protocol-wise, it's not correct.
Where are you? The last minute, 12. Where it's indicated as other apologies. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong page. So you talk about the 12th of November. You see there are apologies and there are other apologies. So you are suggesting that if the minister wish to come and send an apology, that should be captured on the opening remarks, not under the apologies. I thought why we separated it to have apologies and other apologies.
No, I understand, but you see, when you read it there, you actually don't see, and usually the minister does not need to apologize, but for a particular meeting he might have really wanted to be present, and therefore if he writes to you to say I apologize that I can't be here and we have it recorded, then I think it's just in terms of protocol it would be right that we recognize that in your opening remarks and not reflect it just under a list of apologies.
Thank you. We'll We'll move it to the opening remarks, but probably we need to deal with this matter properly because we can't deal with it ad hoc. Honorable Muruta.
Maybe you are right in your last remark that we should deal with this issue properly. You know, there are so many things that we would like to change here. One of them is the issue that I started with, the agenda issue. And the committee section has their way also of dealing with minutes. And they say that is the policy when you ask them that they are given a column. In this instance, I am not sure, because if you go through all the other minutes, you find that it doesn't appear as a standing item of the apologies. It appeared there for a reason. Maybe he was invited to that meeting. And if you give us apologies as the chair, you give us general apologies, all of them, including the ones of the minister who was invited or the deputy. So I don't see anything that is wrong at this moment, but I think you are right to say we must discuss this, and we must have somebody from the committee section. Thank you.
Honorable Kaka.
Yeah. Before you respond finally, Chair, on this thing, yes. In view of the fact that in the past it has caused a controversy, you know, when we discussing something very important like Auditor General's report on the department or annual report by the department itself, because those are kind of very key and fundamental reports, we always felt as a committee that the minister should be there. So how do we, and especially like Mastori say, if we invite him and say we think it is appropriate that you be around. I just want guidance so that in the future there's no confusion. Are we saying it doesn't matter if he doesn't come, even his apology must not be recorded? I mean, in the instance that you're referring to, we felt that the minister or deputy or DG, at least somebody must be there. So what is the committee's approach when it comes to those type of matters?
Thank you, members. You see the bill which we were dealing with today was introduced by the minister, although it was not the minister, it was the deputy minister at that time. I suppose that they do have a keen interest on seeing it, how it's concluded, that particular bill which we're dealing with and so on. But look, members, probably let's go from our side, go and check how it should be handled and so on. But probably we must just have to live with it for now, but we will have to check so that if there is any breach of protocol, as other members are saying, we are able to correct it. But members, can I put the minutes before you from 18 June 2013 to 12 November 2013 for adoption? Honorable Muruto?
Chairperson, I am moving for adoption because all these minutes to me are a true reflection of what happened. Thank you.
Thank you very much. With all the amendments and the insertion of soldiers coming, the master not coming, other omission of apologies and so on. Any seconder to that? Honorable Killen?
I would have done it, Chairperson, but I was absent in some of the meetings, so it's difficult for me to to just say as a blanket. So I would appreciate it if one of the members of the ANC would do that.
You see, your statement is presenting a difficult it's a problem. Honorable Mthambi?
I'm told I'm not allowed to vote, and then I can second the minute.
Thank you very much. I was just raising the issue, I think, Honorable Kiran, that all the members were very good in all the meetings. You see, once you do that, it becomes a difficult thing. Honorable Muruta, your hand was up.
Maybe I wasn't here in the first batches of the meeting because I had gone out. But I would disagree with what Honorable Killian is putting forward, because we went through the minutes and we addressed whatever was missing, and it was inserted, as you had said. And you made an addition to what I have said when I was adopting the minutes by saying, with all the amendments and everything, we are adopting the minutes, and we need a second on that. What I wanted to say, because we have corrected these minutes, I think Honorable Killian is part of, it's not that the whole batch that we have here, he wasn't in this meeting, it's only several meetings that he wasn't here, she wasn't here. So I won't accept what she said. And other people who want to second minutes mustn't adopt what Honorable Killian, because it's not right.
Thanks very much. Probably the best thing which will help us for the remaining time and committees in the future is to adopt minutes in the meeting that follows. It says a lot about it. thanks very much, member, for the two items we have dealt with today, the program and the adoption of the minutes. Members, Honorable Chile, Honorable Sheet,
thank you, Chairperson. I would just like to thank you and the ANC members of the committee for favorably considering my suggestions to include in the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Sheikh. Members, I was looking at this note here. I nearly collapsed. But members would recall that there was a resignation in the SAPC towards the end of last year. Actually, we were about to go. We issued out the advert from December until 17 March 2014. As it stands now, to 17 January 2014, not March. I'm told that till to the close of that, those nominations, seemingly there were 11 nominations. But we still have to look into that report and conclude it, because those things must come to you as soon as possible so that we don't have a problem when we're trying to deal with this matter. But the one which I nearly collapsed at was the issue of MDDA. They've also referred we're still going to check onto that, the feasibility and all other things, whether it can't wait for the new committee or the fifth parliament and so on. But we're just going to talk to them
and see the visibility of that, because the term which they are referring is not expiring mid or something. It's expiring seemingly December 2014. So it's just to talk to them. But they've already formally referred the matter to us. So probably need to have some discussion with them and check whether I can wait for the fifth parliament. If it's agreeable, but it has been formally referred to us now as a committee. Honorable Muruto.
Chairperson, I wanted to ask you, you said that term ends in December 12th.
Yeah, December 12th.
Starting. Oh, yes. I just wanted to understand this. And I just wanted to say, I don't think we can entertain this chairperson. It's your secret there. You're talking about some things and some things. We don't know what you're doing. And I think it's for you to respond to that. Okay, chairperson.
Thank you very much, members. For your attendance, our first meeting in 2014. But as I've requested members that our coming meetings, we need to streamline our questioning so that we can get more from this time when we engage the entities or the department or whoever we're engaging. I was saying in passing, Honorable Shin, that I know these members of this committee. Once it's question time, you can talk and only wake up when the time is gone. Actually, we've been dealing with one item out of eight all the time. And so on. So probably my request would be that, but that will be not to try to manage or suffocate members in terms of their questioning and so on, but just so that we can make the best of what of the remaining time before us. Otherwise, thanks very much, members. We'll send that agenda. We'll meet next week, Tuesday. Thank you. We are done.
I'll email you the amended
document.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no.
Then we made changes in the program.
Okay.
and as soon as it's done in the next